May it please God to bless us tonight as we meditate in his word. Let us turn to the Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews, chapter 13, and we'll read verses 5 and 6. Hebrews chapter 13, and reading verses 5 and 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. We have some very wonderful and very positive statements in these words. And they can be positive statements because they are the truth of God's word and because they apply to the church of God. And so may we be encouraged tonight, especially with these words, the Lord is my helper. How needful it is that we know that day by day as we travel on through this world, not to rely on ourselves for anything natural or anything spiritual, but to realize we have a God who has said, the Lord is my helper. And we are encouraged to speak this boldly because of the great truth it is. As we read here, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Well, this, of course, we lead into this from the previous verse, really. And the previous verse instructs us when it says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. And these are great and important truths, and they're wonderful instruction for us all, because by nature we are covetous, and we are told not to covet, but we are told to covet earnestly the best gifts, and that means spiritual gifts, so that we are not to therefore covet natural things, but we are to covet those things which are spiritually beneficial for us. And what a good thing, therefore, if we are able to concentrate on those things and not be carried away with covetousness of the things of time. It is that which is in our nature. Our sinful nature wants things that we haven't got and desires things. And if we analyse them, very often, not always, but very often, they do not really and will not really profit us. They will not really be beneficial to our spiritual life. We may think they'll add some comfort to us, perhaps some enjoyment to us. Well, they may do in a natural sense, but those things soon pass away and they're gone, never to be recovered. And so what a blessing it is if we hear such a word with this, let your conversation, those things that we speak and indeed our actions also, don't show that we are covetousness. We are covetous. But here it tells, let your conversation be without covetousness. And of course, the Lord doesn't leave a vacuum. The word of God never leaves a vacuum. And it gives a very positive position now when he tells us, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Now surely that is a wonderful blessing, isn't it? To have God tell us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. That means whatever we do and say in this world, however we're directed, however we're perhaps misdirected by our own hearts and our own minds, to realise we have a God who is so gracious and so kind and so merciful and so wonderful to say such words to such unworthy sinners of the earth, words of glorious truth, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. That means that you and I will be carried into glory. That means we shall never be forsaken. Never. If we are those who are the true church of God, those who are true followers of the Saviour, those who desire to do that which is right, and to follow his gracious words and gracious instruction, and to be concerned that we are not covetous in our conversation, and that we are content with such things as we have. Again, so easily we are discontented, aren't we? We look on this and we look on that and we think, well, I really like that and I think that would be really beneficial, I can really enjoy that. And yet, if we realise how content we should be. Remember, and perhaps some of you remember, my father used to sometimes quote a little anecdote about a woman, a poor woman, who had virtually nothing. I think she had just a small piece of bread. And she was able to say, all this and Jesus Christ. And that really puts things in a very good perspective, doesn't it? Because if we have Christ, we have everything. We have everything. Because we will know peace in this world, and we shall know eternal happiness and joy in glory. All this and Jesus Christ. Well, all of us here today have much more than a crust of bread, don't we? We all have many comforts, don't we? And I hope we're all really thankful for the things that we have. And again, we want to always realise that those things which you and I possess, God has indeed given to us. And so may we also be able to humbly say, yes, all this and Jesus Christ. And that meant to that woman that the Lord Jesus Christ was far more precious than the vanities of this world. And how true it is, Solomon speaks to us, doesn't he? When he wrote the Ecclesiastes, when he searched out to find happiness in this world. And he was able to covet and then obtain the things that he thought would bring him happiness. But his conclusion was, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Vanity of vanities. And it's good, you know, often I think if we were to read Ecclesiastes more, we would perhaps be more satisfied and more content with the things that we have, because it puts things in a good and right perspective. And we do need to be reminded of these things and not to be left, therefore, to be in this condition where we are covetous and are discontented. What a mercy then to be content and be content with such things as ye have, and to weigh it up then with a great and glorious blessing. For he hath said, oh, the Lord speaks, the Lord says, the Lord speaks truth. And this is the truth. Almighty God has spoken, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. We can't ask really for a greater blessing, can we? To know that we will never be left, never forsaken, but the Lord God is with us at all times. We may not always realise it. We may not always realise it in the power of it. But it's a good thing when the Holy Spirit enables us to believe the truth of a word like this, because it must be very comforting to our hearts to realise we have a God who speaks so gloriously to his people, to his church, in such a wonderful way. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now, with such a promise as that spoken into our hearts, can we not come then with Paul, with holy boldness, as he did, and say, we may boldly say, because of what God has spoken, to be able to boldly say, the Lord is my helper. He doesn't say, well, perhaps the Lord will be my helper. He doesn't say, may the Lord be my helper. He says, the Lord is my helper. And what a blessing if we as, and if we are the children of God, and if we are blessed by his Holy Spirit, if we have the evidence that he has helped us, he is our helper, then can we not join and say, he who has helped us or helped me hitherto will help me all my journey through. And it doesn't stop there. And give me daily cause to raise new Ebenezers to his praise. We need, don't we, to trace out our path. We need to be able to praise and thank God for his goodness to us, for all his help he has granted to us. And so, the Lord is my helper, says the apostle. The Lord is my helper. And he was able to confirm that because of what God had done for him in the past. The Lord had not left the apostle. The Lord had been with him. You see, he was able to write here from a personal experience. And these things are not just for the apostle Paul, they are for the church of God. And it's good today if you and I can be encouraged by it. And it's good, therefore, if we are able to remember what the Lord has done for us. Remember the help we have obtained, realizing how good he has been. And I hope we can all look back in our lives and find times when God has helped us. Perhaps we felt very helpless. Well, that's a good place, because God is the helper of the helpless. He's not the helper of those that help themselves. He's a helper of those who feel helpless. And it's good, therefore, when the Holy Spirit brings us to show us something of our helplessness, and yet to have that faith, that humble faith to believe, as we have here in these words, and be able to say, the Lord is my helper. What a blessing it is. You know, there are many evidences in the Psalms of the help given to the psalmist. Of course, in many occasions, David, but perhaps just before we get to the Psalms, we might just stop in Isaiah. So I'm going backwards today. In Isaiah, we have the 41st chapter and 10th verse, a very wonderful word. And again, how strengthening this is to the church of God. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah is encouraging us here, isn't he? Isaiah knew by experience how God had helped and blessed him. He was a faithful prophet. He didn't live in an easy time. He was a faithful prophet, and you and I today have to be faithful. And in Isaiah's life, the same as Jeremiah and the whole church of God, things never went smoothly. They never went easily, but they went in accordance with the way and the purpose of God. And sometimes the path that the Lord drives us in is to realize that we cannot help ourselves. We may try to find it. Sadly, we often try first. We look to our own abilities. And that in a natural way, in a spiritual way. But a blessing when God overcomes all our failings and speaks into our heart. Because this is the reality of religion. It's not something of a theory. It's something of a reality when the Holy Spirit comes. And what a good thing it is when we hear such a word as this. We may be fearful. We may be fearful. We often are fearful. And that's why in the Word of God there are many fear nots to strengthen us. And this is a special one, we might say. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Well, you, of course, we could preach a sermon on that text, but we won't tonight. Just to say this central word, really, I will help thee. A promise from God. My friends, isn't it good when God gives us faith to lay hold of the promises of God? And don't forget, we have a great adversary who will always try and turn us away from God's promises and say, well, you can't lay hold of that. That doesn't apply to you. Remember, the devil always has been and always will be a liar. Don't listen to him. Don't believe him. Listen to what God says. Listen to what he has promised. And in the 27th Psalm, Psalm of David, it's wonderful to have these experiences of God's saints to encourage us today. David says, hide not thy face far from me. He was fearful of that, wasn't he? Of God hiding his face. And it's good, you know, when we're fearful of God hiding his face from us. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. And sometimes we think, well, we deserve to put away. We haven't done that that we should have done. And we've fallen away, as it were. And we've done that which we should not have done. Here we have these words, put not thy servant away in anger. And then he tells us this, thou hast been my help. History. Testimony. Thou hast been my help. Well, tonight, can we put our hand up and say, yes, I can, by the grace of God, confirm that. Thou, the Almighty God, thou hast been my help. And therefore, he's able to pursue this theme and say, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Directing us, of course, to salvation. What a good thing that is. You see, if we have a good hope in salvation, if we have a good hope that the Lord has blotted out our sins, if we have a good hope the Lord Jesus has died to take away our sins, if he shed his most precious blood for that purpose, then to realize tonight, to be able to say, forsake me not, O God of my salvation, we have something to be confident about, because God has revealed himself unto us as he does not unto the world. And therefore, to be able to say, thou hast been my help, and plead then, leave me not. Well, these are wonderful truths, aren't they? And they're things for us to lay hold of. Again, the psalmist David in the 40th Psalm, another well-known psalm, and he speaks to us this as he comes down to the end of that psalm, and he describes himself, and I would expect this describes us. I hope it does. But I am poor and needy. Are we there? Have we been there? It's a good place to be in. Poor and needy, because if you and I are poor and needy, what are we doing? What should we be doing? Looking unto Jesus. Yet the Lord thinketh upon me. The Lord always thinks upon us. Always. He never forgets us. Wonderful, isn't it? Such a God. The Lord thinketh upon me. And then he comes and says, thou art my help. Yes, again, David knew what it was to be able to testify about this great and glorious truth. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. It's good, isn't it, to be able to read these testimonies and the humble confidence that God's people had in their God, believing that God would appear, that God would bless them, that God would hear and answer their prayers. And so may we today be encouraged by the examples that we have in the Word of God. They're there for our encouragement. They're there for our instruction. They're there for our blessing. And to think that if the Lord is our helper, what does that mean? Can we not trust in him? Can we not put all our trust in him? Again, in the 56th Psalm, another Psalm of David, where he says, "In God I will praise his word. In God I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." Sometimes we fear what men can do. You see, they are under God's control. Never forget that. Man cannot do what God does not allow him to do. Man cannot do it. I've seen it myself in my own life, the most amazing occasion once, when God shuts a person's mouth and he was not able to speak. Very wonderful. But you see, God can do that. In God I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. We do sometimes fear flesh. Well, if God is our helper, God stands by us, you see. If God is our helper, he's with us. So he comes down to the 11th verse of this 56th Psalm and tells us, "In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me." Now, David here shows forth the humble confidence he had in his God. And it's a wonderful thing if God gives us grace and strength to have a humble confidence in our God, to trust him, to believe his word. So often you see, the old devil gives us an evil heart of unbelief and we turn away from the glorious truths of God's word instead of presenting the devil with them and saying, "The Lord has said, in the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me." Well, these surely are very soul-strengthening words, aren't they? And then, of course, there's the very well-known psalm, again strengthening to us, Psalm 46, which no doubt is familiar to you, when it starts off, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." You see, God is there at all times. In trouble, God's there to help. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And then the confidence comes. "Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof." You see, whatever the situation, David was able to rest in the Lord. A very present help in trouble, whatever trouble it may be, to realize we have God who is a very present help in trouble. And then just going on to Psalm 118, which is a very beautiful psalm, and Psalm 118 and verse 6, we read these words, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me?" See, if the Lord is our helper, it means the Lord is on our side. And we can say this: if God be for us, who can be against us? Just think, if the Lord is with us. You know, was that occasion in Elijah's day when he had that servant and there were the enemy all around him, and he said, "Master, what shall we do?" And Elijah said, "Lord, open the young man's eyes." His eyes were opened, and he saw on all the hills the host of heaven, all there to protect, all there to bring about the victory. Yes. We have a great God. We have a God who's in every place. And you see, when the devil comes and tries to turn us away, when the devil comes and says, look, there's no hope for you, our help cometh from the Lord. And in that situation, what do? We look to the Saviour. Where do we go? We go to Calvary. The devil can't stand there, because he knows he was vanquished on that occasion. When the glorious words were spoken, it is finished. He was a vanquished foe. He cannot stand at Calvary. My friends, if you're downcast in your soul, go to Calvary. Look to Jesus. There you'll find help to strengthen your faith, because there you will find he gained the victory. Yes, he was not left. He had to gain the victory, and he did. A glorious victory, wasn't it? And because of his glorious victory, and that victory was in death. And although he did die, he didn't remain dead. He rose again. And we today have a risen Saviour to come to. Our help comes from the Lord. The Lord is my helper. Think of that today. The Lord is in glory, looking down on us. He is our helper, to direct us to himself for our salvation, to show to us his hands and his side and his feet, to show to us by faith the great cost of our salvation, so that we can come and praise and bless his great and glorious name for all that he has done. And to realize, therefore, this is the truth. The Lord is my helper. He enables us to look out of ourself. Yes, pour not on thyself too long, lest it sink thee lower. Look to Jesus, firm and strong. Glory, joy, and power. There is salvation. There is deliverance. There is freedom. There is joy. You see, the devil will keep us bound up, but the devil cannot, because grace frees us so that we may boldly say, it's encouraging, isn't it, tonight to think of that. We can boldly say, because we believe it by faith, the words are true. We can boldly say, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen.